All right, Cairo. So the first question, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19, okay. So this is going to be interesting for you. Our question is, if you had to give some advice to your younger self, maybe go back 4, 5, 6 years, maybe when you was just starting high school or something like that, what advice would you give to yourself? What would you say directly to the younger version of yourself?
Bro, you can do anything. Like, on some real shit. Concurs.
Of course, say whatever you want, bro.
On some real shit, my nigga? Yeah, you can do anything, bro. It's like, I remember going through high school. It's like, I was blessed to have people that was like, oh, shit, it's starting to rain. I was blessed to have people that was trying to look out for me. And that's not something everybody really gets all the time, you know? And so it's like being, I go to Morehouse too, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's like, I'm from New York, I'm from Jersey, you know what I'm saying? So making that transition down here and just looking at what I've been able to accomplish so far, and you know, and then just looking at what I want to accomplish for the rest of my life, you do anything, bro, you know what I'm saying? So just lock in with it, bro, believe in yourself, you know? Because at the end of the day, the only person who know you better than you is you. The only person who know you for real is you, you know? Mm-hmm. So just like lock in with your shit for real. So yeah.
100%, bro. Now, back when you were around that age, 14, 15, did you have a different belief? Like, did you have those self-limiting beliefs or doubts about the stuff you could do?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, especially at that age, we're all so malleable. And we're, especially with social media, too. It's just like, I feel like our, especially like my generation of people, coming up, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we're really quick to be influenced and really quick to be, impacted by what other people were saying, or at least like by like what we were seeing. You know, if I wasn't live up to a certain standard, if I wasn't moving in a certain way, I might've felt like I might've been failing myself. I might've been failing my family, you know, or at least failing the people around me. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like as I've gotten older, as I've gotten wiser, I've just come to understand that it's like, it's all relative. You know what I'm saying? It's like the grind that you might be on is different from the grind that I might be on. It's different from the grind that this brother might be on behind the camera. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we all different. So it's like, you got to trust yourself. You just got to be willing to trust yourself for real. So
when was it that you noticed it, that though? Because I agree 100%, especially with the internet today, bro, you can do literally anything. But how old were you when you realized that? Or can you remember the moment when it kind of clicked for you?
I mean, it's been clicking since I got into college for real. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like being in high school, definitely over quarantine as well. You know, but it's like, I remember like being in high school and it's just like being looking like that little bubble. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I got so used to having social media there, but I also knew everybody else, so I really wasn't looking at it too often. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, coming out of COVID and starting to like make my transition down here to go to college and shit, it was crazy, bro. I remember it's like interacting with people in person versus on social media just felt different, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then again, that wasn't the real person. That was just my perception of them, just I had garnered over the phone for the past like 2 or 3 months, you know? So it's definitely, that was definitely over quarantine, definitely like making my shift into college is definitely when it happened, you know? But you know, like word too, bro, like all this shit is, it's social media ain't a real thing, like on some real shit, you like you feel me?
Yeah, so, 100%. So basically, the advice to your younger self is, just remember, you can do whatever you want.
Word too.
Literally anything.
Exactly, and then, because if you're on the topic of the internet, bro, it's like literally, it's like for the same way how y'all have a YouTube channel, y'all again, y'all message out. Y'all don't know whatever the message is. You know what I'm saying? But whatever it is, yo, hey, make sure to subscribe to these dudes, bro.
Subscribe.
Make sure to subscribe. Yeah, nah, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, on some real shit, it's just like, even with the internet, it's like you can do anything that you want these days on the internet. You know what I'm saying? It's like just looking at how music is transforming, looking at how social justice is transforming. You know what I'm saying? Shit, looking at how, you know what I'm saying? Just looking at how you spend your day, you know what I'm saying? What you decide to do with yourself, how fashion trends are changing, you know what I'm saying? Over time, it's like what we as a society, what we're beginning to value is being shaped so much by the internet. So, it's one of the biggest tools out there right now. So, most definitely, yeah, you can do anything that you want to, for real, you know what I'm saying? As long as you have the right platform, as long as you know how to finesse the internet properly, yeah, you can make anything shape for yourself, for real.
Man, that was beautifully said.
Appreciate that.
Remember that one. So, what is it that you want to do at this point? You're 19 now, and you understand you can do anything. So, where are you trying to get?
Bro, I was literally talking to my girl about this shit. We just got out the aquarium. Like, bro, like Met Gala, bro, like that, you know what I'm saying? I want to do music and all that shit. Like, I'm literally just starting to get myself out there and shit, you know? And so, like, for me, just like putting myself onto that process, it definitely feels weird, you know? Because it's something I never really, especially in high school, I was thinking to myself, I'm never going to do that shit.
Really?
Never going to do music, you know? But, like, being in college, and you know, I've gotten more comfortable with, like, with doing poetry and shit. And so, getting myself involved in that aspect, yeah, it's like right now Met Gala is like, oh, fuck the Grammy, fuck all that other shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now it really is Met Gala, because you already know Grammy is some bullshit, Oscar, all that shit's some bullshit, you know? At least Met Gala, it's like, that's more like, the people who know really know that's supposed to be there, you know what I'm saying? It's more about who's shifting the culture, who matters in the culture, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I want my voice to matter on the culture, on some real shit. So Met Gala, for sure, that's the goal right now.
Met Gala? How do you spell it?
M-E-T, you know, it's up in New York, the Metropolitan Museum or something like that, right? But it's a M-E-T a gala.
Oh, like Metropolitan Gallery or something like that?
Yeah. So the Met Gala basically, so it's like you'll have like, you know, Anna Wintour is?
Yeah,
right? So it's like she'll probably like run it type shit. And so it's like it'll be like every year you'll see like niggas like Frank Ocean pop out, just like Rihanna, Drake, these niggas, you know what I'm saying? Virgil Abloh, you know what I'm saying? It's like, rip Virgil, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, they will all pop out on some shit, but it's like if you're looking at who was going there, these are people who are influencing the culture. These are people who have, you know what I'm saying, who have some standard of celebrity, you know? And that obviously that's not the goal. The goal isn't to get famous. The goal is to make a shift on the culture, right, you know what I'm saying? The goal is to leave a lasting imprint, you know what I'm saying, on whatever I'm trying to do with my life, you know, on some real shit. So that's the goal, Met Gala for sure. Cause I feel like there, cause it's not only are you there, not only, cause the only way you get invited is by niggas knowing that you're doing some shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? That's the, you always want your, this is good music, by the way. It's here to jazz music. You know what I'm saying? But we always want your peers to be able to call you out on your shit, you know? So that's the goal for sure.
So are you already putting stuff online? Do you have a channel or somewhere that people can follow you?
I got a regular Instagram for right now. It's Kairo.Omar, Kairo.Omar, Omar. As for music, I'm still trying to figure it out right now. That's what the summer is for. Just gonna lock in with that. So yeah, you're gonna see what happens. Hopefully,
follow that man on Instagram.
Appreciate all right. You. Hey, and make sure to subscribe to these dudes as well, bro.
Subscribe,
make sure to make
it happen. All right, I dig it, bro. All right, so next question. This one, maybe you do, maybe you don't have an answer, but can you think of your worst injury that you've ever had? And this could be physical or even mental, emotional, or something like that. Talk about your worst injury.
My worst injury.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I guess I'm gonna just focus more like the mental tip. You know what I'm saying? Cause like everybody gets injured. You know, like in like a physical sense. You know what I'm saying? But it's like anything can affect you. Anything can impact you. But I feel like how it impacts you really does matter more on your mind.
Yeah.
On some real shit. You know. So it's like for me again, it was definitely coming out of quarantine and having to make that adjustment. You know, cause like in high school I was mad social and like now like I'm back to that point in my life again where I can feel open and shit. But you know what I'm saying? But it's like coming out of high school, being so used to being so social with a very specific group of people.
Yeah.
I don't see them niggas for like a year or some change. And I go to college, brand new motherfuckers who I gotta get used to.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess it wasn't even like a wound. It was just more like, I had to learn to become more flexible. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I ain't break. I just bent a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? But it's like, we supposed to bend, you know? Like 100%. On some shit, right? So.
100%. Pressure makes diamonds.
Bro. Word too.
You know what I'm saying? I can dig that. Now, have you noticed, this your first time in Atlanta?
No, I've been down here for like a year, and I'm about to be a junior next semester. I'm down here for like a year and a half now.
Okay, so you've been out here for a little bit,
yeah.
But you grew up in New York.
New York, New Jersey, yeah.
Okay, so what are some differences you noticed in the way we interact, the way we talk, the culture? I don't even got to say no more. Talk about the differences between the culture and the people up in New York and what you notice down here in Atlanta.
I'll say just the general vibe of Atlanta is so fucking slow. It's like, part of me appreciates it for sure. You know what I'm saying, right? Because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I was born in Brooklyn and then I ended up moving out to Teaneck. Shout out to Teaneck, New Jersey. Yo, what's up, my niggas, yo? But nah, you know what I'm saying? It's like making that shift, though. It's like being up north. It's a lot faster. I can get around to places easier down here, bro.
Just talking about that.
Where? Actually, my fault. Are y'all from down here? Or
no, I'm from California.
From California. What about you?
All the way west coast.
Oh, well, I got you. All right, bet. Yeah. Where, you know what I'm saying? So it's like y'all can kind of relate to this as well. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm sure even being on the west coast is a little bit slower than up north. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, but even so, it's like making that transition. It's a lot slower. The food here, I'm not really a big fan of Atlanta, of the food scene in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Only because, again, like coming from New York, I know exactly what I can get. I've just been so used to it, you know? So I definitely have a little bit of bias in that field. But I don't know. I fuck with Atlanta off of the aesthetic tip. You know what I'm saying? There's so much you can do here. And that's another thing, too. It's like, Atlanta is one of those cities in which it's like real talk, the sky is the limit. You know what I'm saying? There's so much going on. You can do so much. And it's similar to New York, you know what I'm saying? But it's smaller. You know, so it's like you can really go out and find those opportunities, you know, instead of like walking, you know what I'm saying? Because like to walk the whole island of Manhattan, I'm not doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? At least Atlanta, I can walk around downtown Atlanta in about like an hour. You know what I'm saying? I can find some shit to do, you know?
Yeah.
So
I didn't think about that. That's true, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anything. Like, word, too. I remember I got into open mic nights down here. You know what I'm saying? Just
word?
Doing poetry. Yeah, we're just doing poetry and shit. Like, yeah, word.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Damn, I gotta get to New York, bro.
Nah, we're too. Cause I like Cali, shit.
Like my impression of New York is like you get a little bit of everything in one city, especially the food. I mean, you probably got Asian food, Latino food, Haitian, Jamaican food, all types of shit, right?
Yo, most definitely. Yeah, the food up there is always hitting for real. Not to mention too, that's one thing about Atlanta that hurts. It hurts my heart, my nigga. When I tell you this shit, right? Imagine being hungry at 12, you know what I'm saying? 12 in the morning.
Bruh.
What you gonna get in Atlanta? Not a damn thing. Hungry.
Waffle House? That's Waffle all House? You got. That Waffle House.
That is true, right? But, right? But I don't got the whip on me, though. You feel me? I'm so like, yeah, word. Word. I get the Uber Eats, but, you know, but that adds up on some
yeah,
shit.
Cash for real.
Word, too.
You were still in school, too, so nah, we can't.
You can't do that, word.
Yeah, man, that's the only thing. Like, you can't walk around downtown, but that's another thing. We were just talking about that earlier, how, like, this is not necessarily a walkable city. Like, we were just thinking, like, New York, you got an extensive train system. You can get from here to there real fast. But Atlanta, you got the red line and the blue line.
Yeah.
Other than
you better,
that.
And you better hope that your stop is on that
exactly.
shit. Word.
You can take an Uber, walk in, or hopefully your homie got a car, and that's it.
Bird, too. Yeah, I remember the first time I took the MARTA. I was headed to Lenox, right? I was on that shit for like 45 minutes and sitting on the train. I was kind of like, why am I sitting here so damn long?
Why haven't I fucking got there yet, bro?
Word too. Word, yeah. Right. And again, you know what I'm saying? But again, it just goes back into like Atlanta being so slow. And obviously Atlanta was never built for this many people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like after the Olympics, you see like the major influx, you know? But even still, but it's like I feel like that's just part of the magic of Atlanta, though, you know, because like there's so many people, because there's so much going on, you know what I'm saying? It's like you see so many people people are forced to make a way for themselves in a way down here, you know what I'm saying? Now, meanwhile, like in New York, those spaces are already there because there's so many people, but it's not the same, you know what I'm saying? It's like the community is there, but I feel like in New York it's a lot harder to get into, you know, down here because it's less people. People are a lot more accepting. People are a lot more willing to go fuck with you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So now we got some. So a couple would you rather questions that we think might be interesting for you.
I know I talk a lot too, my foot.
Nah, that's what we're here for, bro. It's perfect. We just talked to a dude and was like, we was asking him questions. I was like, so what do you love about the U.S.? He was like, I don't know. I was like, well, what do you not like about it?
I don't know.
It's like, what do you think of when you think the United States? I don't know. It's like, bro, why'd you...
You're not trying for real.
You said you wanted to do this. Why you want to talk, bro? I don't get it. All right, so here we go. The first question is, would you rather have more money or more time?
More time. More time. Because it's like I had a mentor tell me this shit one time. It's like, I don't have time, I have leverage. You know what I'm saying? I'm 19. I don't know my life expectancy. I'm supposed to crap out when I turn 80. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that on some real shit. I would much rather have more time and over that I have more time than I have more bread. Because, like, what the fuck is bread going by me when I'm dead?
Right.
You know, like on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? At least with time, I know I can work towards something else. I know I can move towards something else. I know I can cherish my time here longer. You know, having bread is nice. It gives me a little bit of peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I can go buy Waffle House. You know, like when I'm hungry and shit at night, right? But it's not word. You know what I'm saying? But it's not the same. You know, it's like at least with time, at least then I know I can walk to the Waffle House instead. You know, I can make something happen for myself. You know, so definitely more time.
Why do you think people don't understand that concept? Why do you think people chase money, but they disregard time completely?
Bro, I just feel like I literally just wrote a paper on this shit, actually, right? Yeah, word. And I just feel like it involves, it's just part of the culture that we're a part of, you know what I'm saying? It's like, obviously, money is important for the culture that we live in, for the society that we live in. But I feel like once people kind of understand that, like, yo, like, what if money wasn't important? You know what I'm saying? People are like, oh shit, but what am I doing with my life? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and I feel like, and you need to have the time to take a step back in order to ask yourself, what am I doing with my life? What, you know what I'm saying? What am I putting my time towards? You know, it's like being in college and having a lot more free time on my hands than I'm used to. I sit back, I'm like, yo, what the fuck am I doing with my life? You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like, I turned out an internship with Dell to go to South Africa with my school over the summer. I turned down 12K to go on a free trip to South Africa. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, which I know, right? It's crazy as shit. I made that choice, right? And that came after a lot of like debating, like with my parents and myself, you know. But it became a matter of like, all right, cool. But it's like I'm not gonna say I can make 12K anywhere, because you can't make 12K anywhere. You can't, you know. But it's like I kind of chose this, like, all right, but like, do I want to experience something? Do I want to go work at a company that isn't really going to fulfill me the way that I wanted to, you know? And sometimes, and again, it's like, I'm young, I can make that choice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can afford to pass up on 12K in my youth, you know what I'm saying? But it's, I also know, like, in 10, 15 years from now, it might not be the same, you know? And so that's why, again, it's like, it's about how do I value my time now? How am I spending my time now? You know what I'm saying? Because bread can come later. Money can come later on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not pressed. I'm also a computer science major, so I'm not really stressed about bread on some real
you
shit.
You ain't pressed for money, though. Word. Not in that
field. Yeah, you know? But there's benefits to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody has that luxury. You know, and so I feel like it's another part of it as well. It's just like nobody, it's like, for example, it's like at my school, I don't know how much is going to be put in this. You know what I'm saying? At this point, it's just me talking for real. It's just like, at my school, it's like so many niggas are business majors, you know? Which isn't a bad thing. I totally respect that, you know what I'm saying? But again, it's just more about like, but like the focus is more in terms of like, how are you spending your time now, right? You are dedicating yourself to a degree in which you have to spend time to make money. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with me, of course. You know what I'm saying? Anything that you do in school, obviously you have to spend time to do X, Y, and Z. You have to put that work in. But it's a different level of work. Business is a lot more hands-on. You know what I'm saying? You can't afford to take a day off as a business. Once you're a business owner, because that's your business. You know, that's how you make your money. That is your direct stream of income. Computer science majors a little bit different. I could type something, like, you know what I'm saying? I might be on call. It's a different setup. It's a different schedule for you. You know? But again, it's just, I feel like, to answer the question, no, right? So, where it is, so to answer the question, it's just more in terms of society that we live in. You know, it's like, I feel like we're focused on the wrong shit, on some real shit, you know? It's like, we're more focused on how many likes we get than who's liking us for real in real life, you know? So, yeah.
Man, that was beautiful. Would you rather lose all the money you have or all the pictures you have?
All the money I have? I don't know, pictures are important. Especially in this day and age, which I personally feel as though it's like, because of like the, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I have like a smartphone, I may take a lot of pictures that I might never really look back at again. You know what I'm saying? So not really those pictures. I mean more of the pictures like the actual physical copies. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause those hit different. You know what I'm saying? Those have a lot more of a sentimental value. Those get fucked up. I can't do anything about those, which is some real shit. You know, I don't want to lose those. Because it's more about like, it's the quality of my life versus, you know what I'm saying, versus the quantity of bread that I have, you know what I'm saying? Now, keep in mind, if I have more money, I can always go back to the same place, I can always go back and take those same pictures, but it's not going to hit the same. It's not going to be those same memories, you know? It's a different moment in time, exactly. I can't appreciate it the same way. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, it's like, nothing's going to beat the first time I walked through the Georgia Aquarium, right. Like, you know, because it's right. Because it was so fresh to me, it was so new. I can go back and I can enjoy it the same. I even high this time. I'll go back and smoke a blunt. You know what I'm saying? It might be a different story, right? I don't know if you can put this in here or not. I'm sorry if I fuck with y'all bread or not. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know what I'm saying? But just like it's not going to hit the same. Obviously, it may be a different experience, but it won't hit the same as my first experience. Yeah. For, and it's the same way how it's like walking through my high school the first time. It was crazy because walking through that shit, it looked different. It didn't look the same. It looked odd. You know what I'm saying? Not even odd, but it just looked off. But then as I got used to it, I'm like, oh, that's the thing I was looking at before. Mm-hmm. Now I know why that's there. Now, you know, because you pass by it so often, you get used to it. Yeah. But nothing ever beats that first time. Nothing ever beats that first experience. You know what I'm saying? Or at least the initial, you know? So for that reason, man, fuck the bread, bro. Give me my pictures back on some shit.
The same way, bro, because you're essentially deleting, like, your memories when you delete all your pictures, you know what I'm saying? And I used to do that when I was younger. Like, I would see some pictures, and there are sometimes you might take a picture of something. Years later, you feel embarrassed about it when you look at the picture, and you're like, nah, fuck. Especially if it's on your phone, you delete it.
Yeah.
And then some time will go by, I said, why the fuck did I delete that picture? But that's a memory. That was actually me at that moment in time. So, like, to delete it is almost like trying to act like it never happened, you know what I mean? So, basically summarizing what you said, it sounds like you can always get more money, bro. But you can't get your memories back if you delete them, you know?
Word too, yeah. And I feel like to your point as well, I feel like with our generation as well, again, I'm not really big up on social media and all that shit, which is, you know what I'm saying? Which makes it hard for me to, you know what I'm saying? If I want to do music, it makes it hard, a little hard to compete. But I feel as though, I feel like our generation, like, we're so quick to try to edit aspects of ourselves, you know what I'm saying? 100%. You know, because it's so easy to do it on social media, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I can curate how people view me, I can curate how people see me. You know, it's like if I don't put a one up on social media, that don't mean it didn't happen. That just means that people ain't see it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There are pros and cons to that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know full well if I want to do X, Y, and Z, you know what I'm saying? It's like, for example, let's say if I'm trying to become like an A&R, right? Let's say if I want to get signed to a label. If none of my music is on my Instagram, if I have no means of people actually seeing that except for me saying go check that thing out on Spotify. I mean, they're not going to listen to it, but it makes it harder for me to get my voice out. It makes it harder for people to connect with me. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's like, that's the only way we're connecting nowadays. You know what I'm saying? I would just see social media as kind of like a digital shroud over all of us. You know what I'm saying? The same dude over here, he's up on his phone. Same way I was on my phone earlier. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Listening to music, same way you on your phone going through the questions and shit. It's like, it has a shroud over all of us. And it's like, it allows us to connect in ways that we might never be able to connect before. I have friends that I made with social media that I know I would never make without social media.
Yeah.
Well, free, you know what I'm saying? But that's just not, you know, but so that's obviously a benefit of social media. But I feel like, again, it's like it's giving us too much power to curate how we're viewed into, you know what I'm saying? And to not only that, but then to also dictate how we want to view ourselves. You know, so you get to put your most ideal self out there. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, obviously, there's nothing wrong with having an ideal self and wanting to curate that. But it's not genuine, you know what I'm saying? Because your ideal is just that. It's an ideal. You shouldn't, I might say you should never reach your ideal, but come on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. All right, my boy. So we got five questions about the U.S. All right, answer however you want. The first one is, we kind of touched on it, but what does the American dream mean to you?
I'll be honest here.
100%.
Man, the American dream a fucking joke for black people, bro, on some real shit. Now, obviously, there's pros and cons to it. I understand that me being a black man within this country, I'm sorry, let me start it off this way. I understand that me being a man within this country, there's certain things that I can just do that other people cannot do, whether they be, you know what I'm saying? Like, just based off of how the patriarchy is set up, right? That's all for it. Now, me being black, it adds another feature to my existence, which some might say is great, others might say it's treacherous. It's honestly both. So in terms of my own perception of the American dream, I believe it's obtainable, but I believe it's a lot harder for me to obtain because of who I am and how I look within this country. So,
I see. Okay, so how would you describe the American dream if you had to explain it to somebody who had never heard the concept before?
The American dream is basically hustle and grind culture. It's the reason why you're worried more about how much money you're making versus how much time you're spending with your damn kids on some real shit. There's pros and cons to it. You know, it's like, not work too, right? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, there's pros and cons to it. For example, it's like, I know if I grind for 10 years right now, I can chill for 30 years later. Now, do I feel like putting that time, do I feel like spending that time? You know what I'm saying? Do I feel like leveraging my time for those next 10 years to chill out for the next 30 years? That's up to you. That's up to me. You know what I'm saying? However I feel like living, however you feel like living, that's what you want to do with your life. Like, on some real shit. But the American dream is definitely, it's a false promise, though, because capitalism is not going to allow for that many people to chase their bags at once. Somebody has to lose. And if you're a minority, it's probably going to be you. So I'm sorry if you're from another country watching this shit. My fault, gangster.
Sorry.
My way. Like, you got it next time. Like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, it's like, I was going to say you should have been white, but I'm not going to say, you know, you can't put that up in there. You know, but it's some real shit, though, you know? So.
Yeah, I got you.
Word.
I got you. Now, but let me ask you this, though. Do you think the American dream is universal, or are you specific to America, or you feel like people from other countries have that same dream?
I feel like people in other countries definitely have that same thing, because the American dream is based off of capitalism, but capitalism isn't only unique to the United States. If you go, you know what I'm saying, anywhere in the Western world, you're going to find notions of capitalism. Anywhere in the world, you're going to find notions of capitalism.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, obviously, not to mention, too, the American dream is not so much about money. It's more about growth. It's more about what am I able to accomplish.
I like that.
So technically, it's like I can find the American dream in North Korea. You know what I'm saying? If I just move through the ranks the way that I'm quote-unquote supposed to. You know what I'm saying? If I assimilate into that culture, if I move within that society in a way that's beneficial to that society, then how can I not win? You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it like that. The only issue is, like, here, though, I'm black. Being black is antithetical to growth and success within this country. So how am I really going to do that? I don't know. I wrote a paper on this. I'm excited about it.
I like it.
Word.
Okay. I like that, though. It's not about money. It's the growth. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, word.
I like that, bro.
Word.
Now,
sticking with the theme, when you think of American people, if you had to describe American people to somebody who had no experience with them, who had never been here, how would you describe us in general?
I would say ignorant, but not in like a malicious sense. I mean it more in terms of like we're genuinely unaware of the world outside of the U.S., you know, and it's like it's because of what we've been taught, you know. It's like because I've interacted with a lot of tourists before. When I was younger, I interacted with a bunch of French tourists, and they never gave the vibe like, oh, y'all are ignorant X, Y, and Z. But it's just like they had definitely had certain preconceived notions of the U.S. And then if you look at media as well, you know what I'm saying, just like mass media, and just say like, oh, Americans or this. I can see how people might say that, but again, it's just because we're just not taught about the world outside of the U.S. We're kind of taught the U.S. is the U.S. Why? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to fuck with the U.S.? You know what I'm saying? It's like we're so goaded, it's not worth learning about anybody else. You know, it's like, which is unfortunate, you know? Because European history is really rich. African history is really rich. Asian history is really rich. And it's like, it's important to understand that, you know? I feel like the U.S., you know, has been, the U.S. is definitely a melting pot, but we kind of revere it to such a high standard of like it's this melting pot, we have to know about this. But obviously it's important, but it's like we, you know what I'm saying, but like we definitely fail to be inclusive of the world around us, you know, and in our own personal educations, you know. So definitely the word ignorant, but it's not a willful ignorance. It's more of a, it's more like we're just not taught better. You know, that's just some real shit.
Do you think that the reason we're not more accommodating to people of other cultures or other countries is specifically because we're not educated about them, or you think it's something else?
All I'm going to say is this, in a melting pot society in which you have so many different cultures and so many different religions and so many different identities being represented within our country, I genuinely would, you would think that there would be more education. Right. You think that there would be a much more diverse education, but there's an idea called civil religion that basically just relates to how societies and groups, what they hold dear and what they genuinely value as a society, as a civilization. In the U.S., because the United States was built by white, cis-hetero males, landowning males, you know what I'm saying? That's obviously what you're going to see as being reinstituted. That's what you're going to be valued. That's what's going to be put into place. That's what's going to be revered. It's the same reason why we still see Confederate statues still up. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the U.S. was based around white people, you know what I'm saying? Like, being white, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't based on racism, you know what I'm saying? Obviously it was, but it's like, they didn't care about, you left our country. No, it wasn't about that, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't really sweating that. And you can see that, because again, it's the same reason why ideas of the rebellion, why they're still up, you know? But it's not about that. It was really just more about, because the Confederate States of America, the United States of America, they were still based off of the same ideas of white males, white cis hetero landowning males doing whatever the fuck they wanted because they were white and they were in power, you know? So, I'm sorry, what was your question?
I was saying, how would you describe American people to somebody who has no experience with them? You said ignorant, maybe uneducated.
So as it relates to our education, it's like, you would think that you would see it more, but you don't, because again, because our country was never built to sustain such a type of education, you know? And it's, think about it too, it's like, I remember, because again, interacting with those same French kids, I was like 14 when this happened, actually. When I was 14, it's like, I was talking to them, I obviously didn't know French. I took it in a French class, but I'm like, who the fuck's paying attention to French class? Come on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do that. But I think this is me as an American saying this, right? Well, I'm very ignorant. But like interacting with them, they would be like, oh, you don't know French? Okay, they switched to Spanish. I don't know fucking Spanish, like, you know what I'm saying? And then they would switch to broken English. And I was like, how do you know all this shit? They learn all their languages in pre-K, in kindergarten, when they're very young. And again, it's just a part of how we're educated. You know how hard it is to learn a language by the time that your mind gets developed? At least if I'm like 6, and you know what I'm saying, as I'm still learning the world, if I learn a new language while I'm still learning other stuff, it makes it easier. I can internalize it more, you know, and that's anything. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like talking to like these same foreigners. These foreigners know all these languages for the sole reason that like they, you know what I'm saying? Like they've had the chance to really sit there and in the language and learn it, and you know what I'm saying, and just absorb it all, you know. And again, that's just the issue with our own education system. We gotta improve for real. So,
I feel that. Okay. Yeah. All right, so ignorant and uneducated, that's how you can label that.
Yeah.
All right, so next one is about cultural behaviors. If you had to give a recommendation to somebody who has never been here, what are some things that you think you should never do or say, which we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
What are some things you should never do or say in the United States?
Keep nigga out your mouth. And I say that for the sole reason that racial tension, it can be felt throughout the world. We know what type of world that we live in, you know? Even if you don't know, you know. And if you don't know, you definitely know. You know what I'm saying? But it's like within the U.S., it's very different within the U.S. because it's become so centralized and because it's become so central to our country's social makeup and to our country's culture. It's definitely very, so whenever you come to the U.S., keep it out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Also understand too that like we're all people here, which goes back into that whole point as well. Treat everybody with respect. You know, but we gonna try to treat you with as much respect as possible. But again, right? It's like somebody being disrespectful to you is more of a people thing versus a U.S. thing.
Right.
So yeah, definitely. And it also depends on where you're at as well. If you're in New York, don't drive slow. Niggas will honk at you. They will violate you. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? You have to understand too that it's like, especially in the U.S., because we're big up on grind culture, hustle culture, trying to get the bag by any means, it's definitely a lot faster paced. So definitely be prepared for that. The food portions are a lot bigger. If you're from, like, you know what I'm saying? If you're from Europe, you're going to be just expecting like a lot more food. We waste a lot of shit here, which is unfortunate, you know, but it's true. So yes, I would definitely just say be wary of those. Not even be wary of those things, you know what I'm saying? But it's like we live in a very expansive world. There's a lot going on, especially in the U.S. It's very fast. So just try to appreciate it for what it is. You know, don't try to just I guess try to move with it, you know? So yeah, assimilate, which is kind of wild, but or, you know what I'm saying? Just move with it, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah. When in Rome, do as the Romans, as they say.
Yeah, word.
And just don't say nigga.
Just don't say nigga.
There you go.
Yeah, you have a little sticker right here. Just don't say
the nigga. The biggest thing on the screen. Don't say nigga.
Word.
There
that's
you
a
go.
Too.
There you go. All right. Now, this one, people have had a hard time answering, so we'll see your opinion on it. If you had to describe the American beauty standard, we can start with women and then we'll go to men. If you had to describe the beauty standard and maybe give your thoughts on it, what would you say?
I feel like the American beauty standard, again, because we understand the world that we live in. I feel as if the American beauty standard definitely does cater towards white women, you know, in a Eurocentric sense. But I also definitely believe that the beauty standard is changing, but changing in what regard? Why is it changing? If you look at the fetishization of black women, you know what I'm saying? Is it changing for the good or is it changing because black women are fetishized? You get what I'm saying? That doesn't necessarily mean that they're not beautiful. You know, but again, but it's just more like, why is it shifting in that direction? Why, you know what I'm saying? Why are they being revered in this way? That's something that I feel like it's something that's important for us to think about. As it relates to beauty standards, again, it's like, there's technically no set beauty standard within the U.S. Now, if you look at billboards, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you see a billboard and you might see, like, bikini models or X, Y, and Z or whatever the fuck, obviously, it might have certain ideas that are being reflected back to you, you know what I'm saying? In terms of, like, body shape and body, you know what I'm saying? Skin tone and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so I guess, like, for the actual, so you know what I'm saying? So what's being put out for us to consume?
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Got you. In that aspect, then yeah, I would definitely say it would definitely be like a, you know, slimmer, petite figure, you know what I'm saying? White women, light skinned women, you know what I'm saying? It's like the lighter you are, the better on some real shit. Obviously, that's not true, you know what I'm saying? Because again, beauty is a relative thing. How we perceive beauty is definitely up to us as, you know, as individuals, as people. So yeah, but I also feel as though, once you understand that there's definitely a disconnect between corporation culture and like human culture within the U.S. and that's anywhere, like, you know what I'm saying? But once you understand there's a disconnect, you can begin to appreciate it more. For example, as a black man, I think black women are beautiful. Like, why not? You know, Spelman College, I gotta represent for the
whole
time.
Shout out to Spelman.
Shout out to Spelman and the Vaz, right? I believe black women are extremely beautiful.
Of course.
You know, but then I also understand, okay, but I also might think white women are beautiful, Asian women are beautiful, anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, my beauty, like, my perception of beauty isn't limited to something like race, which is something that you might see here, you know what I'm saying? Might see anywhere, for in all honesty, you know what I'm saying? Because who control the money? White people, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, so I feel like in that aspect, yeah, that's what the beauty standard is. But don't let it limit you. Free your mind. Open your third eye.
Now, what about men? When you think about, let's call it the beauty standard for men in America, what do you think that is most put out there, or that how do you think you're expected to look or present yourself visually?
Again, I feel like it starts off with body type. You know, if I'm too slim, I might not be seen as quote unquote attractive. If I'm too big, I might not see seen as quote unquote attractive, you know, but everybody has their own different body types on some shit. I feel like for men as well, there are definitely certain beauty standards. Within the U.S. itself, it's considered, I'm saying this more as a black man, you know what I'm saying? Sure. As a black man, it's that there are certain things that I quote unquote cannot do because it might be seen as feminine, or it might be seen as, or it might demasculate me.
Like what, for example?
For example, if I get like my nails done, you know what I'm saying? Or like if I groom myself in a certain way, people might say, oh, what are you doing? Why are you doing X, Y, and Z? As somebody who's never gotten a manicure or pedicure, I'm not a post idea. I just never really have the time to do it or go out and do it. But I feel like it's definitely important to understand that, again, beauty standards are relative. How you perceive things are relative. You know, and it's like how you define yourself is how you define yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really let people speak for you because, again, the only person that know you is you on some real shit. But I feel like as it relates to men and just like how beauty standards are definitely taken in, it definitely does build a lot of, in the U.S. definitely is built a lot around body type, you know? But again, once you, like, for again, if you look at the billboards, I'm not built like the Calvin Klein nigga. I'm not. I'm sorry. I can get there. You gotta give me a couple of years. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, again, it's something to work towards. And again, I feel like that's what the beauty culture in America does as well. It kind of forces people to try to move in a certain way. It kind of makes people try to say, okay, well, I'm gonna try to do X, Y, and Z. I'm gonna try to work towards this. but it's not fair to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're a human, bro. It's like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, shit, like, fuck, like I'm a slim nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Shout out to the skinny dude and the short kings.
Word,
shout out
exactly,
to him.
Exactly, you know, word. You know, it's like, that's something that we're supposed to work towards. But again, it's like, beauty standards are so fucking constrictive anywhere, especially in this country. It kind of stresses people out, you know? Yeah. So, fuck beauty standards. Everybody's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned before that black women specifically are getting fetishized.
Mm-hmm. Black men,
what,
too.
What have you seen that has made you think that? How do you think that's happening?
I mean, I understand as a black man, there are certain ways in my thinking which definitely point to that, you know what I'm saying? But again, it's not hard to look. I mean, I'm going to talk about porn. I don't know if y'all can say this, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, yo, look at the porn industry. Look at white porn titles versus black porn titles. Black dot gets reamed by, like, no, nigga, the fuck? Like, come on, like, it's real shit. It's real, let's be real here, you know what I'm saying? Compared to, like, oh, shitty white girl. Like, no, come on. Like, you know, it's about language that's being used. We live in a country that's inherently racist, that because I'm black, it does not want to see me when it's a black person. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real here. So it's like, obviously, I understand that, like, so when I speak on fetishization, it's because I live in a culture that wants to see me villainized, that wants to see me brought down, wants to see me demeaned as a black person. You know what I'm saying? For the sole reason that I'm black. You know what I'm saying? What's considered quote-unquote black, it's become more of a social thing. You know what I'm saying? The ideas of blackness. For example, right? It's like these sneakers are black. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a part of a trend that us as consumers, as black people, as we continue to buy into these things, it becomes labeled as black. You know what I'm saying?
These are white.
Right?
Exactly. Skater shoes, the pants, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Exactly, sure. Word. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, and then if you think about, like, Jordan, brother over here got Jordans on, right? Yep. Same thing with him, right? Like, those are considered quote unquote black thing. All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? But why is that? Because as a community, because we continue to buy into things like this. Why? Because these same corporations, they're going to put forward certain ideas for us to buy into this shit. We fuck with Jordan because Michael Jordan is black. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Michael Jordan was some white dude out of fucking Idaho, we wouldn't give a fuck. You know? Which is some real shit. And, you know, and again, too, it's like, look at Kanye West. We continue to fuck with Kanye West because Kanye West is black. If Kanye West was this white person saying all this shit but still making this good ass music, it wouldn't hit the same. We'd be like, oh, Kanye's racist. We can't fuck with Kanye West. Mm. But you know what I'm saying? But again, it's how we perceive shit on a social, on a racial level. Because at this point, race has become so intertwined with socioeconomic status, with social status within this country. It's very hard to parse the two. You can't divide them. It's so difficult. You know, you watch Atlanta?
Yeah, of course, bro.
Bro, all right,
but that shit is fire, bro.
Looking at season, bro, it's fire, right? It goes crazy. Looking at season 3 of Atlanta, there's episodes of in the most recent episode. You watched the most recent episode?
So bizarre,
it was wild,
bro.
As shit, right?
That shit was so bizarre.
But what I'm trying to highlight is this. In, like, the very first scene, she's running around in the Nike tech suit.
Yeah.
Why, you know what I'm saying? Why is he wearing a Nike tech suit? That was my question. But I'm thinking, that's not a black thing. That's not a white thing. It's just a thing. That's something for people to consume. Sure. But I'm so, as a black man, I'm so used to saying, okay, well, like, why is he wearing that? You know what I'm saying? Why is this white man wearing a Nike tech suit? And then even looking back, the music he was listening to as well. Why is he listening
he
to
some trap shit?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which isn't a bad thing, right? Because that's what he chooses to listen to. But even still, it's just like, the consumption, what we consume as consumers, what is, you know what I'm saying, what is being put out for us to listen to? Why is it being put out in such a way? For example, it's like, if you look at rap music, people say rap music is dangerous. It's misogynistic. It's X, Y, and Z. How dare they say X, Y, and Z? And all that is true. It's true. You know what I'm saying? Shit, like, as much as I bump Future is a toxic nigga. Yeah. But I still listen to Future. You know what I'm saying, though? Yeah. But it becomes a matter of, okay, but, like, why? You know what I'm saying? If rap music is so dangerous, if it's so dangerous, if it's so bad, if it's such a taboo thing, why is it still being consumed? Why are people, especially white people, because, again, you have to think about who is music being made for. The music industry is made to cater towards white people. So why is this still being consumed? Because it gives white people the chance to fire back at black people by saying, okay, well, they're X, Y, and Z. Look at how they dress. Look at what they say about their women. Look at how they treat X, Y, and Z. But we know it's not true. It's a constant reaffirming cycle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like the issue is, though, but it's because we still occupy a system that doesn't want to see us win. So it's like, for example, if I know that, if you look at Meg Thee Stallion, right? Meg Thee Stallion, that's her living her best life. That is her explaining her experiences as a black woman in a way that she understands. Fuck these niggas. That's what she wanna say, bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what she wanna say. That's what she wanna say. Scam all these niggas, cool, right? I don't know. I'm listening to Meg Thee Stallion in a while. You know what I'm saying? That's what she's saying. But again, but it's also us, like, but it's like, it's more about how is it being perceived. But it's not her job to control how she's perceived.
Yeah.
It's her job to put out art.
she's trying to just throw it together just to say, oh, I know what people like this. That's not really being a genuine artist. Mm-hmm. That's a different story. You know what I'm saying? That goes for any artist. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Meg. If you want to slide to Morehouse, I love you. So, you know what I'm saying? Right? But it's like, but you know, that goes for any artist. So it's like, I definitely feel as though we have to be more aware. So just be aware, like on some shit. Like, yeah.
I dig it. So last two questions, they're kind of like opposites. What do you love about the USA specifically? What do you love about your country?
I love the fact that I can be any type of person that I want to be here. That's one thing for sure. There are definitely certain freedoms. There are definitely certain social freedoms.
He did a calculation in his head real quick.
Make sure I write it real quick. Language is important on some real shit, right? Language is important. There are certain social freedoms that I'm awarded just by living in this country. For example, if I were gay, living in this country would be easier for me than if I was living in another country. That doesn't mean that my existence here would be easier compared to everybody else's, because there obviously are still certain biases in place and certain ways that people think. But if I was in Saudi Arabia, which is just a different, I understand it's just a different way of living. It's a different standard of living as a gay person, you know what I'm saying? Just between these two different places. So there's that for sure. That's something I definitely appreciate. I have the chance to, not only that, but because the U.S. is so expansive, there's so much going on, there's so many people here, I can take in a lot without having to leave the U.S., you know, which is another great thing too, which is a benefit of the U.S. So those two things most definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Now, it's hard to use this word, but what do you hate about the country, or what do you wish was different? What would you change if you had the chance?
You already know what I would change, right?
I know one of them.
But I talked for so long about that. I'm gonna try to shift course. What would I change? I would definitely try to, bro. We need free shit, which sounds not only like random free shit. I mean like free healthcare, something like you know what I'm saying? Cause healthcare, and again, it's like in this country, it's very capitalistic. The reason why grind culture is so big here is because it's the only way you can really live your life peacefully. That's the only way you can get the shit that you need. And need is a strong word, because if I need to go to a doctor so I don't die and I can't afford it, all of a sudden I'm living in a system that's meant to see me lose because I can't afford it. The money, you know what I'm saying? At that point, we've come to value wealth more than human life. And it's an issue. We got to show to stop. Come on. We're better than that. Come on, right? You know, we're better than that. Yeah. So that would be something that I would try to change. I would definitely try to reinstate certain ideas or certain practices that would just help us remember that as much money as we make, if somebody dies, that's something that you're not getting back. You can always make the bread back. Right. You can always print more money. I know you can't. You can always print more money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like, it's just try to, I guess, like reinstate that thinking, that way of thinking, of just caring for each other again. It's important.
Apart from the capitalistic part, apart from the corporations and businesses and stuff like that, do you think that American people in general don't really care much for each other? Like, we're so individualistic that we're really not worried about anybody else, or you think differently?
I feel like there definitely is a base, and there's definitely a baseline sense of care. That's only when there's somebody else coming in and making us feel some type of way, you know?
What do you mean?
I'll put it this way. It's like, God forbid, there, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, shooting after, like, when I was in high school, I had to go through after shooter drill. So, that really is an American ass sentence to say, that's fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it's like.
Well, just for anybody who doesn't understand, you say that again, you had to do what in school?
An active shooter drill.
And can you explain what that is?
So, basically, it's like, gun violence is a large issue in the United States, just based off of the way that our laws are set up. And so it's like throughout the U.S. there have been number of times in which like you've seen armed individuals go into schools or go into public areas with firearms and to try to do people harm. And actually for me, actually wasn't a drill. We actually thought it was real, but it ended up being just a big mix up on some shit. It was like a fucking water gun that somebody was walking by with. You know what I'm saying? But it was still kind of like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody says there's a shooter in the school. That's not something you take lightly.
Right? Yeah. But it's just like in that aspect, seeing how people came together in my high school, obviously we're all friends in my high school, you know what I'm saying? So like, but seeing how people came together, it meant something. I feel like on a microcosmic level, that's the point I'm trying to make. Until something foreign comes in, we don't really fuck with each other. Even black people don't really fuck with each other like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real, you know? But it, you know what I'm saying? It's like we have to think to ourselves, why? Not gonna do that. I'll be here for another hour. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Though it's just like it's about the love for each other is definitely here in this country, but we just have to be willing to love each other when it's not convenient. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We have to love each other when we want it, not when we need it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know,
I get that same impression, like kind of like you said, it's kind of like a lot of people think that Americans are very reserved or cold, or that we all just hate each other, especially here in the South. It's mainly black and white people, and they think we're just at each other's necks all the time. Mm-hmm. But I try to explain to people all the time that in general, we get along pretty well. Mm-hmm. Like, I mind my business, you mind yours, I don't fuck with you, you don't fuck with me. For the most part, that's the way it is. And then people will say, like, we see so much racism on TV, we see so much hatred and stuff like that on social media, but I just don't think that's really the case. I think that's perpetuated online. And then people see that and they assume that's the way it is. So when you see a white person walking down the street, you guys maybe don't make eye contact, you try to keep your distance. So I think there's a lot of lack of communication going on. Because when you just sit down and talk to somebody like this, I don't know you, we just met today, you see most people are fucking cool, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like you said, when tragedy strikes, whatever it is, most of the time, however way it happens, people do come together and take care of each other. You know what I'm saying? So I think there are certainly racist people, ignorant people, hateful people, but for the most part, I've been all over this country, and most people are pretty fucking cool, as long as you show respect.
Exactly.
You
know, and that's the thing, too. It's like, I feel like people don't understand that respect is kind of like a two-way street. Yeah, you know, it's like, if you're not willing to give it, you're not going to get it. You know, it's like, because I could have, if y'all came over, I could have been like, fuck you, nigga, walk away. Like, that would have been wild as shit, obviously. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, but then if you were like, oh, word, and then we started scrapping, like, that would have been my fault, like, in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, it's a two-way street, so it's like, you got to show the respect to get the respect here on some serious shit, but that don't mean that you always going to get that respect back.
It don't always work, we'll just say that.
You know, but that's not an American thing, that's more of a human thing, you know what I'm saying? That person can be having that bad day, you know, but it's like, that's that person, that's not you, you know? So, that's not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, don't, I'm not going to say don't sweat shit, but it's just like,
Don't sweat shit you can't control at the end of the day.
Exactly, word. You know what I'm saying? You know what you can work on. If you're trying to learn English, right? Which I hope you write, word. Make sure you learn English from this dude right here, right? It's like, you know you can control that. You just got to lock in with it. You know, it's like, you can control. Focus on what you can do right now. Don't focus on what you can do later. So, word.
I dig that, bro.
Appreciate you.
Kyra, I really appreciate it, bro. This is a great interview, man.
Happy to be here, bro.
So far. We appreciate that.
Sorry,
and your social, I was just about to ask you. Let me get your social
before we
go. I'm definitely going to put that in there. You said you got, what do you want?
Instagram.
You want Instagram?
Okay, yeah. Cool.